The LA Dodgers and the Tampa Bay Rays are tied 1-1 in the World Series. Tonight's game 3. If you look at the ratings this year, it's not great. This is one of the least watched series in history. People have been having watch parties in Tampa Bay, but attendance hasn't been great there either. Here's Stephanie Colombini of member station WUSF.
When Rays second baseman Brandon Lau hit the first of his two home runs in Wednesday's game, the crowd at the waterfront watch party in St. Petersburg came alive. About 100 or so people cheered from spread out and socially distant sections of a lawn, nowhere near capacity. Coronavirus concerns likely factored into the low turnout, but the small crowd mirrored the often poorly attended games of past years at the Rays home stadium. It led some Tampa Bay area residents to joke during this no fans allowed season that all Rays games are socially distanced. Amanda Cooper says she's been a Tampa Bay fan for 20 years, but had to do some convincing in her own family. Cooper says the Rays' recent success is helping.
My son was a Phillies fan, and he is a Rays fan now. I kind of gave him some crap about being a bandwagoner, but that's okay. We'll take them all.
A few blocks away, 21-year-old Parker Perry watched the game at a sports bar next door to the stadium. He hopes being in the World Series proves to this community that the Rays are worth showing up for.
I think that after this year, people are going to realize, like, don't laugh at us. We're not the laughing stock. We beat everybody above us. I mean, who are you going to root for? You want to root for the Yankees? Fine. We'll smoke them.
One thing all fans interviewed agreed on, keep the Rays local. The past few years have been filled with debates about the team splitting its season in Montreal or leaving the region altogether. It's unclear how this World Series appearance will affect those discussions, but a win would make for a historic sports season in Tampa Bay. The Lightning won hockey's Stanley Cup last month. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Colombini in St. Petersburg.